It's shaping up to be an above-average hurricane season. Forecasters expect at least 6 hurricanes will form in the Atlantic between June 1st and the end of November, at least 16 storms in total, so including tropical storms. At the forecast announcement today, National Weather Service Director Ken Graham encouraged people to stock up on supplies now.
There's no lines for supplies today. No lines for gas, no lines for plywood, no lines for water. So while there's no lines, it's a good time to go out there and get your supplies and your kit, put it together.
Rebecca Hersher from our climate desk is here to tell us more. Hey there.
Hi.
Okay, so 16 storms, is that high? Is that more than average?
Yeah, it's slightly more. You know, the average number of storms is 14. But of course, not every storm hits land, and it only takes one storm hitting land to cause enormous damage and loss of life. So an above average season, it's really a warning for everyone who lives in a hurricane prone area, which, you know, not to overstate it, but it's basically the entire Gulf Coast and everything east of the Mississippi.
So a whole lot of us. And I guess this became so clear last year. I'm thinking of Hurricane Helene, and it moved inland. And people who were hundreds of miles from the coast were in really serious danger from a hurricane.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Helene killed at least 200 people, most of them hundreds of miles inland, you know, in the mountains. Ken Graham, the Weather Service director, says that's because hurricanes can dump really heavy rain, and that causes flash floods that, you know, can sweep whole neighborhoods away.
The water is the biggest killer in these things, but fatalities are the highest. Over the years, I've seen so many cases where the inland flooding causes more fatalities than on the coast.
And unfortunately, storms are actually getting rainier, and that's because of climate change. You know, a warmer atmosphere can hold more moisture, which then falls as rain.
So what should we do? How should people be getting ready for hurricane season?
Make a plan. Make a plan now before the storm is headed your way. That is what emergency officials say. So think about, how would you evacuate? Do you have a car? Do you have a friend with a car? If you're relying on mass transit, make a plan now about where you would go. If you have a pet, think about that. Do you have children, an elderly family member or neighbor who might need your help? Do you rely on medications or medical devices that need power? Make a plan for how you'd handle that, how you'd shelter in your home if electricity and water went out for a few days. If you have a generator, try it out. Make sure you know how to use it safely. These are some of the questions you should ask yourself now before a storm arrives. And I should say, this is advice that was delivered to the public directly by the Federal Emergency Management Agency at this hurricane forecast event every year for the last decade or so. But not this year. There wasn't anyone from the agency at the forecast announcement today, which was surprising to former FEMA officials. Jeremy Edwards is a former press secretary at the agency.
That's very alarming that you don't have the nation's leading emergency management agency telling people that they should be taking the steps now to prepare.
And Rebecca, just very briefly, why wasn't anyone from FEMA at this announcement?
We don't know. The agency didn't respond to questions from NPR, but there's been a lot of turmoil recently. President Trump has called for the agency to basically be abolished.
Right.
And the head of the agency was abruptly replaced recently.
NPR's Rebecca Hersher, thanks.
Thanks.